here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Fleas as we sit here in the bunker, live from the bunker. Well, recorded live in the bunker.
How do they know we're in color? How do they know we're not black and white?
Because we wear colorful things when we record the show every week.
I mean, on the intro, it always says in color, but how do they know?
I don't know. It's more of how shall I put it? A metaphor? Is that the proper word?
Maybe.
Well, the world is not in black and white, Daffodil, so everything's in color, especially our show.
Well, we are definitely colorful.
Well, that's
I will agree with that.
That's it. So keep that in mind.
Oh, that kind of color. Okay. That
yes.
Makes sense.
Yes,
that makes
yes,
sense.
Yes. I don't exactly wake out of bed in the bunk beds here in the bunker and look and it's black and white. It's in color. And we're colorful people, so it's in color.
Or should I do it say, in color?
Okay,
that's more effective.
That makes sense.
Okay, anyway, on the show this week, we have an interesting album profile. We have one that we found in a record store for next to nothing, because that's all we can afford.
You know, sometimes we walk into record stores and people see us coming and say, oh, those guys, we can give them that whole box out back that no one else wants.
That's pretty much it. And we have an interesting album. It's called Cough, Singing Songs Out of the Barracks Bag. A little bit of military tone this week on the show. On top of that, we have a football star that sort of can sing.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Celebs who think they can sing. I believe we say that in our intro. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I never thought a football star could sing. And it isn't O.J. Simpson. Don't be concerned about that.
No.
But we're starting off the show, and an interesting album we found, I think it was in that same record store. It was really all scratched up, but we managed to clean it up. We go to the Caribbean with this one. The Igniter Steel Band.
I like Steel Band music, so this is going to be fun.
With some classic... Well, classics pushing it, I suppose. Songs of the 70s. Get this. They do a version of the Godfather theme.
And we're about to play it right here on
Cheese, Please. No. Not quite. I know
you need to talk faster because you're going to run out of time. You have two.
Okay.
Go.
We're starting off with Rock the Boat on...
Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
Break away from the ordinary, you deserve much better. Be a go-go-getter. Break away from the crowd. Break away from the ordinary and do yourself proud.
Cheese, please.
With the Igniter Steel Band and their version of the Godfather theme. That's probably been commissioned for the Caribbean branch of the Mafia.
Yeah, you want to go swimming in the fishes? Or maybe we'll put you in with the dolphins.
Yeah, they'll
they
take care of you.
They go swimming with the dolphins.
Yeah, that's real mean, swimming with the dolphins. Hey, yeah, we're going to get you back, buddy. Yeah.
And before that, we had the Igniter Steel Band with Rock the Boat here on Cheese Please, the wacky, warped, and weird every week with your insane host, Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
Oh, you're insane too?
No, I'm a host too.
Oh.
You're the insane host, Snarf Dude, and I'm Daffodil.
Oh. You're just sort of sane?
Mostly sane.
Okay. Just want to check there. I don't want to be misled or misleading to anybody out there. And on the album profile this week, we have
Called Cough.
Yes, Cough.
Sing songs out of the barracks bag.
Yeah, sorry. I had to clear my throat for an amazing coincidence of time there. And there's some interesting songs here. This is a comedy album that came out in the early 1960s, circa 1963, I believe. And it's obviously military-based and some rather unusual songs. We're going to have the Paratrooper song a little later on, but we're starting off with our tribute with a set. You'll hear the Hearse song shortly. Yeah, well.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But we're starting off with the Ballad of Anzio. Did I pronounce that right, Daffodil?
I would go with that. That's okay.
On?
Cheese, please.
When the MGs stop their clatter and the cannons stop their roar, you're back at home to talk about the show. When the small talk is all over and they ask about the war, stop them with the tale of Anzio. Sure, they can boast about the desert, they can talk about Dunkirk and the jungle where the fight was deadly slow. But let them boast of their campaigning and their medals till they're red, then tell about the beach at Anzio. You can tell of Anzio, Archie, of the factory where the Huns used to ask us out for breakfast every day. You can talk of night patrolling, they know nothing of at home, just mention how you learned it at the bay. Then you can tell of night attacks, tanks and flames behind our backs, the sudden hand grenade beneath the toe. You can tell them it was hell, though we dished it out as well. There was no one loved that beach at Anzio. When the night is almost done and the tale is almost spun, quiet thinking how it must have been, while they sit without a sound, order up another round, toast the bright new day that's coming in. Where there's no shell bursts in the sky, there's no bullets whistling by, drink another toast before you go. To the fighting, to the pain, to the mud and to the rain, to the boys still on the beach at Anzio.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
Have you ever thought as the hearse goes by, one of these days you are gonna die? The motor pool sends out a car, you're gone for a ride but you don't get far. As you watch the death wagon riding by, you don't know whether to laugh or cry. You wish it weren't, but you know it's true, the very next load may consist of you. The burial detail lowers you down. The officers, they just stand around. They shovel in dirt, they shovel in rocks. They don't give a damn if they break the box. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They creep all over your chin and mouth. They call their friends, friends too. You look like hell when they get through. Your eyes drop out, your teeth fall in, the worms are over your mouth and chin. Each one takes a bite or two of what the Pentagon says is you.
Cheese, please.
Now that's a little morose and macabre.
Oh, well, we'll save it for Halloween. It's all good.
I was just thinking, that's a perfect song for Halloween.
The realities of the Hearse song, Oscar Brand and the Short Arms. I have to admit that the Ballad of Anzio is not as humorous as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but you know what? It's Barrack's humor. It's okay.
Okay, that's fine. And we're going to end off our tribute with a Paratrooper song right here on...
Cheese, please!
Is everybody ready?
Asked the sergeant of the men. Our hero couldn't answer, so they asked him once again. Then they pushed him out the door while his static line unhooked, and he ain't gonna jump no more.
Gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory, what a heck of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no more.
He offered up a fervent prayer, his voice no longer mute. He felt the window whistling through his helmet and his suit. Then suddenly the silk spilled out, wrapped around his boot, and he ain't gonna jump no more.
Gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory, what a heck of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no more.
The lines were snarled around his neck, connectors on his ear. The risers wrapped around his leg, the ground was coming near. The wind that whistled in his ear became a nasty roar, and he ain't gonna jump no more.
Gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory, what a heck of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no more.
The happy days of childhood kept a running through his mind. He thought about the girl back home, the girl he'd left behind. He thought about the medics. He wondered what they'd find, 'cause he ain't gonna jump no more.
Gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory, what a heck of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no more.
Then suddenly he hit the ground, he made an awful splat. The crunchies heard the impact, they wondered, what was that? His boots went through his tunic, went right up through his hat, and he ain't gonna jump no more.
Gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory, what a heck of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no more.
The ambulance came screaming by, the whistles wildly wailed. The medics ran with happy shrieks to where that mess had bailed. For it had been at least a week since any shoot had failed. He ain't gonna jump no more.
Gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory, what a heck of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no more.
Well, they poured him on the table till the chaplain came around, and he said some words of comfort for that wet and sticky mound. Then they poured him in a bottle, and they sank it underground, and he ain't gonna jump no more.
Gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory paratrooper, gory, gory, what a heck of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no more.
Cheese Please, paratrooper song with Oscar Brand and the Short Arms, ending off our tribute to Cobb.
Are you sure that didn't come off of the Crypt Keeper CD somewhere?
No, no.
Because I got to tell you, that's a really Crypt Keeper kind of song.
Well, I tell you now, I'm just going to take this piece of paper and scratch that whole jumping out of a plane off my bucket list after hearing that one.
Yes, When I was much younger, I used to date some guys who jumped out of perfectly good airplanes
right,
for a living.
Right.
And it takes a special kind of crazy to do that.
What happened to the airplane when they did that?
Well, the airplane just keeps flying on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're jumping out of perfectly good airplanes.
Oh, geez. It would, like, land and blow up and cause a lot of damage somewhere, didn't it?
No, not the plane.
Why?
The plane's perfectly fine. They're jumping out of perfectly good airplanes.
They're jumping out of the plane and there's no one in the plane left, right?
Well, no, the pilot is still in the plane.
Oh, you forgot to put that itty-bitty important piece of information in there, Daffodil.
No, I didn't.
I think jumping out of planes, there's no one in the plane. The plane goes down, go boom.
No, paratroopers jump out of perfectly good airplanes that continue flying on and fly more missions.
Ah, yes, but
but if the chute's not packed right, the paratroopers do not go on.
Yes, yes, but with a pilot.
Yes, with a pilot.
Driving the plane.
All right, well, enough talking about paratroopers.
Okay.
Let's talk about something else.
Oh, how about this?
And now it's time for the keys, please.
Yes, let's talk about the slip-up this week. Terry Bradshaw, football ace. Not so much of a recording artist, though.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how this happened.
Neither do I.
I'm really not entirely sure how somebody convinced Terry Bradshaw to sing, or Terry Bradshaw wanted to sing, and he convinced someone else to let him do it.
I'm not too sure.
Somewhere like that.
I just found the audio online once, and it's like, oh, that's odd. Let's just play it, because it's perfect for our show. I'm so lonesome I could cry, right here on...
Cheese, please!
The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen the night so dark when time goes crawling. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry. Did you ever see a robin when that means he's lost the will to live? I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of the falling star lights up the purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Keys, please, with Terry Bradshaw. I think he's better throwing a football than a singer, but he's not bad. He's up there with Burt Reynolds.
He's not the worst I've heard. How's that?
Burt Reynolds was...
yeah.
You know, Burt Reynolds actually put an album out in the early 70s, and he sung on the Smokey and the Bandit soundtrack in 1980. That's the only two things I can think of he ever sung on. But,
was the best little... Something House in Texas a musical?
I think it was. Maybe he did sing on that one.
So he might have sang there too.
Oh.
I think everybody in that cast sang at least once.
Yes. And then, of course, in Smokey and the Bandit, he actually had a guy that actually sang. Jerry Reed is the trucker. But, you know, I'm going off the deep end, but, you know, that's typical for our show.
You're not so much off the deep end, but you're way off topic.
Okay, my name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, which is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Hey, look, you're still here. Wow.
Hope you're still here anyway.
I'm impressed. If you're still here, drop us a line at comments@cheeseplease.com and say how much you love me.
Or you can send an email to daffodil@cheeseplease.com. CHEEZEPLEEZE.com. I love fan mail. Zed's in Canada.
And, I have to face the other side of things. Feel free to drop us a line if you hate us, still.
Yeah, that's still comments, not complaints.
Just try to hold back in the rather very vocal, what's the proper word to put? Colorful metaphors, Daffodil?
Bad words. Please don't write us and send us bad words. Oh, and another thing, if you have something you think we could play on our show, we also take submissions.
Oh, yes, 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 absolutely. So,
and we also take requests.
Yes, so feel free to drop us a line and just make sure it's not that top 40 crap, you know? We don't play top 40
crap. If you've been listening to the show, you know what we play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Request so. Stuff like this.
Unless it's cheesy on the top 40. Other than that, you know, it's like I don't want to. No, we don't play Justin Bieber. We can't stand Britney Spears, you know. Even the Beatles, you know. We like the Beatles.
We found a few Beatles things, and people doing Beatles covers are one of our favorites.
Yes, that's probably the closest we can get.
If you don't hit your button, you may not have time to tube.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's turn it on.
Oh! Oh!
What did you do? Turbocharge that thing this week?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
That thing is turbocharged this week.
I dropped my headphones.
Here we go.
Okay. It's here. Lonnie Hewitt and the crew. I'm disoriented. And Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Moe ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. There will be more shenanigans.
That's my game. We're cooling in the jungle, spinning up the dough. One day they awoke, broke, and didn't have a thing to have a thing to have. That's when they admitted that they go rocky time. Then they call him Cheetah, a movie star they know, who promised them a small spot in a puppet show. They monkey through the jungle until they all were pro. Do the swing of Tarzan, do the swinging soul.
Do the monkey.
They broke up the show. Now they're giving lessons and have a studio. Making monkeys out of people, making lots of dough.
Monkey,
equal to the monkey.
Monkey,
equal to the
monkey.
Monkey,
equal
to the monkey.
You're the monkey.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.